Motion by Sanchez. And we now. Now, for the three pictures, number one, Sabbath is just a shadow of what is to come. It's not that we should observe it even now. It's just a shadow.
that's the Bible says.
I
think the
yes, we are there and
the word in Hebrew for rest day is Sabbath. But we know that, this is not talking about the 7 day Sabbath. Which verse 17 says, which are the shadow of things to come, but the substance of Christ.
Verse 19 apalaitira ififintu echinshingwa
We know that the seventh day Sabbath, yeah, is one of the ten commandments. Right now, you find that, that neither Jesus nor the disciple removed the Sabbath from the Ten Commandments. In fact, the Ten Commandments are the ethical principle of the Lord, which will be used as the basis to judge His own people.
Amalangu ikumi eshintililo ya kupingula kwa kwa shikulu ili wakesa bantu bonse bakala pingula na yae na malango.
Now if you look at what Jesus said to the rich young man,
ngatwa mwana ito Yesu Kristo asu selekuyo yomwa mulu mendo mkankala.
We turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
Tumene muruku ya Mateo.
Please turn to Matthew chapter 18.
Matthew chapter 18.
19, sorry.
Chapter 19,
we read verse 17.
Reading them by verse 17.
So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments."
Now, atele kuli wenenga chinshi wai kushisha. Ine ulwa chisuma, umo emusuma, lelonga wafayo kuingila mweo, waka ama funde.
Sorry, it's Matthew chapter 8, 19 to 17.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 17.
So, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. So you find that keeping the commandments of God is what closely related to your salvation. No way you can find that Christ has removed the fourth commandment. Instead, he says that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. If Sabbath has been removed, then why did he stand
there?
If he said he is the Lord of the Sabbath, meaning that the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, still has its rightful place in our Christian life. You find that even the apostle taught according to the principle given by Jesus.
We can turn to
1 Corinthians chapter
7. Chapter 7.
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
We read verse 19.
Verse 19.
1 Corinthians 7 verse 19.
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 19.
Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
Verse 19. Ukusembululwa. Ukusembululwa te chintu, nokubulo kusembululwa te chintu, kano ukulama amalango, ukulama amafundi ya kwalesa e chintu.
What Paul is saying that keeping the commandment is what matters.
Paul alena nukuchatu kuba kama funde e chintu chawa chikankala.
So the fourth commandment, sir, is part of the Ten Commandments. That's why we need to keep the commandments. Now, coming back to Colossians chapter 2, you find that here it says that what is mentioned in verse 17 actually are a shadow of things to come.
Verse 20.
Yes. Yeah. Now, so it's quite clearly, here it's not talking about the seventh day Sabbath. Jesus is the substitute. You find that many of the laws and regulations and new ordinances are like a shadow. So they point to the coming of Christ. So when Christ has come, surely there isn't a need to uphold the ordinances or statutes any longer. Verse 16 actually, Paul is talking about festivals and regulations,
so on.
Any other question on the Sabbath?
If should you prefer Sabbath,
Now feel free if you have speaking to people about the church, if you have encountered any questions, then you're free to ask.
We have been to Mwangma, the Muranda Kubantu, and I have been to Mwangma. If you are near
that,
I was saying some of the people you meet, they say Jesus is not God, he's the Son of God. And his response is that you say, no, we tell them, say, Jesus is God, but they don't understand.
Brother at the back, I didn't get the name. What's your name again?
Timothy. Timothy. That's the easiest name. That's the wife.
Yes.
Mrs. Timothy.
Mrs. Timothy. Mario, why you might put a hand on Jumbo Pisa? Malawa Kung Fu. Come on, baby, my back.
No question.
The bear makes you a day.
No question. So we start with Acts, chapter 2. We're still on verse 42. I think we touched on the apostle teaching, the apostle doctrine and fellowship. Now we're going to talk about breaking of bread. Some people say the breaking of bread here refers to the communion, holy communion.
Vantu vamatira okumukaula mukati apa chaininako okudya murayiro wafumu.
You know, just like they can observe the communion anytime they want.
Mungetuwe kuti vanhu vavaka murayiro wafumu bhatei vaifaya vene.
I'm not surprised, to think that. To hear that, yeah, this actually refers to the Holy Communion. We need to understand that the majority of the people, the 3,000 who came to believe, they actually were present at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
3,000
That's why the message of Peter pierced their heart. You can imagine how sorrowful they must have been, or how sorry they must have been for crucifying Jesus, for consenting to the crucifixion of Christ.
If you go and why they came
So, you know, it is quite natural if you have done, wrong or whatever, you would want to rectify it. So they can have this, breaking of grace practically on the what? Regular basis. Because you know, to them, they have done a great wrong.
But do I say you?
I'm choking him. He's an old man.
I never could not be teaching,
right? Okay. You're ready.
Yeah, I'm not ready.
Okay. Now, so it's not surprising at all that, they remember the death of the Lord. You find that here can also refer to sharing. How do we know? Through breaking of bread, they can come together. Yeah, they can move from one family to another. It's like, they were building up this bond in Christ Jesus. We read the verse
46.
So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of hearts. So here, we're told they continue daily with one accord in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house. You find that this sharing is like an ending. You find that as brothers and sisters, if we only meet on Sabbath day, during our life we don't see one another, we don't talk to one another. we find that we are distant in relationship. So you find that, you know, to maintain this oneness in Jesus Christ, there is a need for constant interaction. There must be this sharing of what? Of things and of teachings and of what? Of this joy in Christ Jesus. So we find that they move from house to house. So if you come to Where did they say that they continue this? Okay, now verse 42.
Verse 42.
Chapter 5, verse 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
Kabiri ubushuku n'ubushuku tabarekere gusambirisha no kubira mu tempere.
So we find that, yeah, when you put these two verses together, chapter 5, verse 42, and chapter 2, verse 42, and verse 46.
Ngatwamona mwe mimea watuma chapter 5, verse 42, kawiri chapter 2, verse 42, and 46.
You find that even though they break out, they break bread from house to house, the motive is very clear. It's about teachings and preaching.
And
the main use of this occasion to teach one another. And they also make use of this occasion to preach to others. That's why, you know, for the church to grow, we need to have this practice. You may not be able to do it on a daily basis because you don't live together. Or you don't live very close to one another. Now I think you have a handphone. Sometimes you can ring up one another, you know, to find out, you know, how one another is
doing.
I think this is a very important practice. By so doing, we bring ourselves closer together. You know, otherwise we find that we only meet up on Saturday, and, you know, we are very distant. Yeah, physically we may be close, but, you know, in terms of our mind,
you know, our mindset, we are very far apart.
So you should, you know, visit one another. You know, try to understand one another, you know, to help one another.
I
want to turn back to chapter 2, verse 46.
Chapter 2, verse 46.
You find that this generates a lot of joy in the circle of
faith.
Because they ate their food with kindness and simplicity of heart. So you find that it brought a lot of joy to the community. Yet it also tells us something very important. In fact, in Christ Jesus, this is a kind of joy that we can receive.
Yes, so Christ too.
Because we are one family, we are together.
And
Jesus being the center. We can imagine that how immense the joy is have been for the people. Here it says they ate their food with gladness. I want you to pay attention to the phrase of simplicity of heart. We find that this simplicity of heart cannot be and must not be corrupted. You find that once this simplicity of heart is tainted with corruption. Problems will come into the church and problems will
arise.
I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians. We read chapter 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
We read verse 3.
Verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
Chapter 11, verse 3.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
But I fear that someone, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Chapter 11, verse 3.
Lelo ndetina efali yao naika amapange yenu kufuma pachishinka nomusangwela ifiro la kuri Kristu ifyo insoka yavepele efa na muhuchenjeshu waiko.
You know, this simplicity and purity are very important.
Kuitifia no kusanguluka.
Firstly, we are kept in this state of mind if we are able to preserve a heart of simplicity. But we find that this can be
corrupted.
For example, Adam and Eve. They were so happy before.
Why?
Because their hearts were very simple and very pure. But after they have sinned, and they begin to see, after all, it was not simple any longer. So you find that Adam began to blame Eve. It is the woman who you have given it to me. And the Eve blaming on the snake.
No, Eva,
I guess just not many days ago, Adam said that this is my bone, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
The partner state that he put up the material to you uniform in the poor and become up for power.
So once this heart of simplicity is corrupted, things become very complicated.
Right?
That's why we need to keep this heart. Now we turn back to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. We read verse 42.
And
the last part he says in prayer. This is and aspects of our Christian life that we must not lag behind. The church started with prayer. We can see this now, like what we mentioned in Acts chapter 1, verse 14. How they gather together in prayer and supplication with all those who are around.
Right?
Now we find that their prayer must occupy a very important part of our life, our Christian life. That's why you find that the church in the time of the apostle was very prayerful. They were very watchful in prayer. Now, when you come to this chapter 4, they were forbidden by the Sanhedrin to preach the name of Jesus. Now, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. You find that they gather together to pray.
I went to Romans.
That's right. Chapter 4 so they pray. Now after prayer, we read verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
How
did they face the threat that was thrown at them?
They
were stopped from preaching. Actually, they were forbidden by what? By the Sanhedrin, people in authority and power.
So
they prayed to God. So that what? Their focus in preaching the word of God continue what? To increase. So this is how they face with challenges or problems. We must not be under any illusion. We need to understand that the church will be persecuted. Today you have come to the true Jesus
Church.
Precisely because this is the church of God. You find that persecution will arise against you. You find that persecution can come from within the community, or can come from your own families, and can even come from your neighbors.
Good
morning.
I'm not playing for playing.
This is African time.
Is there Yavena Street? Yavasungu, from Zambia.
Tomorrow we start at 12. So you'll be here by 2, by 14 hours. Okay, we are on Acts of the Apostles. We're talking about prayers now. We're using the example of Acts chapter
4
to see how early church is faced with persecution wave after wave. So the threat to God, as they were given that this boldness. They continue to spread the good news for God. So what we said before, do not be surprised.
We must not
think that this is something strange. Persecution will arise. To attack you or to attack the church. So how are you going to do this? You follow the example of Acts. By gathering together the church. If you don't pray, you are not strengthened.
Acts chapter 12.
Here it talks about how this Herod stretch out his hand to what? To kill the believers of God. Including James. Actually, James was martyred. At the time, Peter was arrested. So he was kept in the prison. So you find that the church continued to pray. We turn to Acts chapter 12.
Acts chapter 12, verse 12.
So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many people were gathered together praying.
Aile pangande ya kwa Maria, nina wapa Yohane uwitua Marko, ukwa liyawe ngi, nabarongana, ukupepa.
Here it mentioned that after Peter had come out, the church was still praying for him. When the church first learned about Peter's imprisonment, the church offered a constant prayer to God for him. We read chapter 12, verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church.
Echo Petro ali ndilwe mchifungo lelo ukumupepera kwa mkonsha kuliresa kwa lichitwa kurukuta.
So if you look at this section very carefully, it seems that this entire story of Peter escaping from the jail was actually within the frame of praying to God.
Actually,
there are many things that we are not capable of resolving. So, we must build up this trust in God through prayer.
kwile twa kulwa ndwa kutwa kushetike Jesu muri chikuru kuje mukupepa.
You know, true Jesus Church is a church that prays a lot.
Right, shwa kutia churu kutara wakwa lwa tijesi luku toru kupasana.
You know, there are members, there are youngsters who have been trained up to pray a lot.
Mwaba wakalamba na wakasambilisha na wanava nonu.
I wonder, you know, during this this recent training, how come only one person came?
Nimpa pasana, nangunari pasana. Yetu wale kutuwa kwete seminar, kumukochi, kukukitwe, kwa ya sherefe muntu umo kufuma kuno nishi.
Is it due to the reason that you people are afraid of prayer?
Nangocha kuchi mungulatina kupepa mwana.
1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening.
Ola imumulu chelo kupepa na ola na imi mchungulo kupepa.
If you're not careful, you're going to crush your kneecap.
Ngetefi wawe kutu umuma kufia yafunika.
But we have to learn how to pray.
Kufitwa sambila kupepa.
That's the way.
Enshila ine.
So you find that the early church they pray. When you come to chapter 3,
it was from chapter 3.
Peter and John went to the temple to pray. When you come to chapter 10,
it was from chapter 10.
When Peter was still praying, he saw a vision. So you find that the whole church, the whole book is about what? Offering prayers to God. So if you do not pray,
Okay.
You know, that's why they pray a lot, yeah? Just like, you know, this group, Paul and Silas, in Acts chapter 16, they were in prison. And the Bible says what? They were singing hymn and were praying. If you turn to chapter 16, verse 25.
Chapter 16, verse 25.
By midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
Awe ubushuku pakati, Paulo na Sila, vale pepa, vale imba, lesa, amalungo, na wafungwa, vale wakutika.
Acts chapter 16.
Verse 25.
They were praying. So you find that this book is about offering prayers to God. You know the true Jesus Church, we have gone through a lot of difficult times. So members have learned to pray to God. We hope that our brothers and sisters here can do the same. You know, it's like saying that in time of difficulty, you pray your way through. So that, you know, you see the guidance and the direction of the Lord.
TJC,
they have morning prayer every day.
Vala pepa, mbulu chero, yon sife vala pepa.
You know, there's a group of elderly members.
Kwa wa igumba ya wakala mbaba mo.
Because they don't have to work.
Pantawa bomba.
Every morning, they go to the church to pray.
Yon se vaya kuru kutamuku pepa.
Because I'm a full-time worker, so I join them in their prayer.
Pantwena, wa
I listen to them. They say, pray for this, pray for that, pray for the church, pray for Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and the last part say what? Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Now you know steadfast mean what? Very what? Persistent, very firm. Regardless of circumstances, you continue with prayer. Meaning prayer must be the one of the most important things in your life. That's why Paul says that continuing steadfastly in prayer.
Can
I ask you, how many times do you pray in a day? Some people say this, pray five times a day. When they wake up before they go to work. They pray. When they eat their breakfast, they say, and lunch, we say grace. And before they go to bed, they pray. And how do they pray? In the morning, is rushing. Kneel down less than 1 minute.
In
the name of Lord Jesus, I
pray.
Lord, please protect me.
I'm
sorry, I don't have time.
Amen.
Nighttime. How do they pray? In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm too tired.
Amen.
Amen. How many times do you pray? How many times? Maybe 6-7 times. More than a Muslim do. How many times do you pray?
Zero. Especially about zero.
Sometimes. So when you're feeling happy, you pray. Let's pray now.
Hello? They are confusing a Muzungu.
Confusing a Muzungu.
Yes.
I'm not Muzungu, Muhindi.
Muzungu then the Muhindi then.
Brown color.
Inkanda ya kashikila. Yamukuba mukuba.
So at least you pray 2 times a day. So when you wake up, spend a bit of time, 15 minutes
Kut mwa pepe nan gwa minute 15 mwa pepe.
You know, before you retire to bed.
Iyo tamla tushi mwa mkutusha.
You pray for about another 15 minutes.
Kaya mwa pepe na po pa minute 15.
You know, it's important you fill up this habit.
Nga mwa tapa kupepe mwuyu msango.
All of them come from other churches.
Bonse baya fuma mwa mkutusha pisa wansi ba member amu right. UPC product.
UPC product. All of you?
Yes. Yes.
How many of you are not UPC
residents? Only three of us, not
UPC.
Ni fwefye.
Only three.
1, 2, 3, fwefye. Oh, Navambi Abo.
Where are you from?
Mafumine we?
Baptist.
Oh.
Okay.
Your half cousin.
Yeah, she's my cousin. Maybe a wife.
I
don't put that
jam. Don't
want him anymore.
One wife is more than enough.
I don't want the man to get spirit of unga umoi.
One is just nice, two is troublesome. Okay, now I know how you people pray. You stand up and dance. And then that's it, 1 week you don't pray. Now you come to the true Jesus
Christ.
According to the Bible, I have not made it up.
Is it
also?
That's
what the Bible is, isn't it? Continuing steadfastly in prayer. You understand what I'm saying? Can you find me a verse which says that you only pray once a week? Only pray on Sunday. And you shed your whole body.
Where
can you find?
No.
So you pray every day.
Okay,
now we come back. Chapter 2. Now, you find that because the church has followed the teaching of the apostles,
and we
read verse 43.
The
fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
Awe umwenso wapo nene umuntu onse nefipesha mano ifingi nefishivilo fiale chitwa. Kuba tumwa na bonse abatetekela bali pamupene.
You find that when you do the basic things, then the church will be filled with the fear of the Lord.
Kasanga tulukutaluka tampo kukwata akatina nalesa.
If everyone fears God or knows that the presence of God is with them,
gamundo sakwatele sakatina kutila.
You find that God will work wonders and miracles, signs and wonders in the
church.
That's why you find that many people came to believe. That's why then we need to do these four things. First, you must keep the truth. That is the teaching or the doctrines of the apostles. Secondly, there must be a fellowship with one another, meaning with Christ being the center. You must walk in the way of the Lord, you must walk in the light. Otherwise, then we will be disqualified from having a fellowship with Christ and with other brothers and sisters.
Ngechesho, techesho, au kutumwa kutulwa kukana kwate risenge pamwana bamunyine kwe.
And also they must be sharing with one another.
Kanisenesh tature akanishavi kwa kanai chebo.
If you are going to kill a cuckoo today.
Ngaile lumwa paye nkoko.
Invite your brother and sister to come and enjoy.
Mwite ni munyine nwe na waisa adi hapo te kumutena iyo.
Is that okay?
Tefe pinyai. Tineba chinta na wali yabami.
No, okay.
Tefe pinyai wa chini.
That's okay.
Kale teningo kutulie.
Yeah, don't forget to invite me as well. The sharing is very important. Without sharing, we don't get to know one another. This is what the apostles have been practicing. Finally, you must learn to pray more. How the members pray and ask God to help. So we must kneel down and pray, okay? Build up this habit of praying to God. So this is chapter 2.
Chapter 3.
Chapter
2.
Any questions?
Any comments? Epshe mkwema epshe. Roma Timoth. Nani vata mekuzo. Epshe niwa mani. Temwa yuko na mairo yyo. Katusi mwale ipika jishi. Lelo nami kata. Epshe ni mkwema. Ask. Nga mwafiwa ngalami epshe. I'm going to ask you a question. How many times do you pray?
They didn't answer me.
That's what I'm asking you then. She says they pray twice a day.
How long do you pray?
How many minutes?
One or two.
One, nangu, 2 minutes, 15.
Now you need to learn to pray longer, okay?
Mtusambile mkwaya kupepa instantari. Ichi.
Now how many of you have the Holy Spirit? Praise
God. Niba anga munu ba kukempa shuwa mshiru mienema.
Receive the Holy Spirit in the true Jesus.
Aba kukempa shuwa mshiru munu muru kutelua true Jesus. Fweba ni munu.
Don't follow the crowd, though.
We conquer French conquer Mumbai.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 is.
How do you know you have the Holy Spirit?
My Shiva sent my Patampa Shiva Mishra.
I speak in Dan.
Nandi Amoti.
Yes.
Munomu in
Ai. Okay, I know.
Right out there.
So you can pray?
Could you map a party?
Yes.
What? 1 minute.
1 minute, if you know.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Okay, not bad. How long do you pray?
20 minutes.
So at least don't drop to 15, at least keep.
Can she move one and we wear number 20 move for the punch per 15?
When I say 15 is not for you, you are 20.
Yeah, okay? Under 15 a day, you may put it for 20.
When I say 15 is for you, you see.
Yeah, 15, you may catch them and put them around there for.
Okay.
Jesus,
you need to pray more, okay?
Pray more, prepare sana.
Right, if not, then we come to chapter 3.
Ngatafari, tumwele mkwa chapter 3.
Here, again, we find that Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer.
Kaiyapa, Petro na wano vaine kuite mpele pangita ya kupepa.
It's like, this is their custom. Something they did so often. In fact, is that they did it on a daily basis. Here it talks about a person who was born lame. Obviously, you can imagine how pitiful a cripple can be.
So, you know,
this cripple was by the gate, beautiful gate, begging for alms.
We want to do chilema, like pampongo lupalia pasuma, alelo mbaisha.
So, you know, it happened that, you know, Peter and John were passing the way.
And so,
you know, both of them look at this what lame person. Now, in verse 4 it says,
verse 4 partila,
and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us.
Now,
so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. So Peter says, see where you go, I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ in Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Then Peter said, Isha silver na gold shukwete lelo echo ndi nacho echo ndi mpela mwichina biapa Yesu Christu umwina Nazareth ima nokwenda.
So we find that this person who was born lame was restored to strength, and was able to walk. This is a massive miracle, isn't it? If you perform this miracle, how would you feel? You'll be floating in the air, isn't it? You're a different person. You are higher.
What? You can fly even higher.
Yes, you are higher than anyone. Very dangerous. You get what I'm saying? No, so I want to read verse 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And all the people knew that what it was done by Peter and John. I want you to read verse 12. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the, verse 11. Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly
amazed.
If everyone is running running towards you, Kelvin,
how will you feel? Yeah, it's not by me,
next time come
to me again.
Is that also? Let me pray for you. No problem. And next time I'll charge you.
Just like
people outside, isn't it? Here, you see, look at the response of Peter. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people. Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk?
Ngachishi mwatontela amenso pali ifwe. ngafwe vamulengelo kwenda mumaka Yesu atemwa kuri buka pepa wesu.
You find that, yeah, you know, here it talks about two types of foresight.
Apatule mona alemona fitu fibidi musawe bidi.
The people saw what the Peter and John did. That's why they were rushing towards
Peter.
This is not physical eyesight. It's like they wanted to go there to what? To not only to congratulate what they have done,
but also to
consider them to be like God. But Peter saw a different thing. Peter was very alert. This is his spiritual foresight. That's why he said, why are you looking at us so intensely?
As
if this miracle is done through men. Actually, this is done by God Himself. Right? So, as workers of God, we must always bear this in mind. If you look at this chapter very carefully, I want you to first read, where is it? Verse
13.
Verse 4. And fixing his eye on him with John and Peter said, look at us.
Awe Petro pakutonta menso pali wene pamona Yohane achilolesha kuri fwe.
Verse 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising him.
Awe abantu bonse vamwene valenda noktondalesa. Verse 12.
So when Peter saw it. It talks about perception. Peter and John saw that this lame person was so pitiful. So they saw the needs of this person. So after he has been healed, the multitude saw that the power was with God, Peter and John. That's why they were rushing towards Peter. But Peter saw something
red.
He saw a temptation coming. Because he knew in his heart. These people came here to praise him. The lesson here is very clear. Even when someone praises you, your heart must deny it. You must at least give thanks to God in your heart. Very, very important. Otherwise, you'll be floating in the air. The higher you float, the harder you shall fall. Is that not true? You can even plunge to your own death. So for workers of God, we must be down to earth. You cannot stop people from praising you. But you can stop yourself from being praised. By giving thanks to God from within the heart. Otherwise, you know, serving God, you know, with the presence of God's power in your life can become a huge stumbling block to your spiritual life. So we must always ask ourselves a very important question. When so much has been done, what do you see? When people responded to your work, what do you see?
A
very important question to us. Because we are not doing our own work. We are doing the work of God. That's why we must learn from the maturity of Peter. We are not doing for ourselves. We do it for the glory of God. How is it that there is no thanksgiving from the bottom of our heart to the Lord? Especially when we are praised and when the multitude appreciates what we have done. So you find that, Peter was very alert. No wonder God used him so mightily. You find that because he was very careful. And he did not focus on the praises from men. You find that his direction, his focus for God's work was not distracted. He was able to turn this potentially very dangerous situation into a preaching opportunity. That's why he continued to preach. If you read from verse 13, all the way down, we find that this is a preaching from Peter. This is his second sermon. Magnifying the Jesus Christ and the promise concerning Jesus Christ. Now I want you to look at some of the key points in his message. We read verse 19. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out, so that time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. He was talking about how to heal this lame person. And gradually led it into what? Led it into to the teachings of Christ. Led to the teachings of Christ. Why did Jesus come into this world? For the remission of sin. Can I borrow you? There's a simple concept. Okay, if you read verse 19, repent, yeah. And then be converted. Okay. And then for the remission of sin, is that? Or blotting out sin. So repent or repentance plus conversion lead to what? Blotting out sin, is
that?
Right? Now, if you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38,
he said,
repent, and be baptized. Thank you very much. Be baptized. For what?
mukwerera kwa
membo
efepine mwa.
Okay, now here is the concept.
Mune yanuili padia.
We talk about conversion.
Tulande pukupiluburwa.
Or we talk about being converted, yeah?
Tumwene ukubaba piluburwa.
It means what? To turn.
Ukuchila, ukupiluburka.
So to turn from sin.
Ukupiluburka kumakumembo.
Now the question is, at which point in time a person is turned from sin?
Nipanishitanishi apo muntu apiluburka kumakulubembo.
Does it occur at the point of repentance?
Mishaitichitika panishitanishi apo lapila?
Judging from Acts chapter
2,
our sin can only be blotted out
and torn off.
So when you compare these two verses,
you
come to a conclusion
that
baptism
is
equal to conversion.
Not
like some Christians say.
At
the point of repentance, when you confess your sin,
then you are
converted.
But
judging from the
scriptures,
this is not
the case. You
understand what I'm saying?
Now? Yeah?
So, when
sorry.
No, because of you are sleeping.
So you went there to sleep again?
I pretend to kick that. Okay. Now, so conversion, judging from here, occurred at baptism. Return to Acts. Acts chapter
26.
We read verse 18,
yeah?
Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open your eyes in order to turn. Can you see the word turn?
Kuleka wapiribuke kumfimfi valole mulubuto.
To open the eyes in order to turn, mean to be converted. The same word. Turn them from where? Darkness to light, isn't it? And from the power of Satan to God.
And
here it says that they may receive forgiveness of sin. Quite clearly.
If
sin is not forgiven, a person cannot turn.
Yeah?
If sin is not forgiven, a person remains in darkness. He is not in the kingdom of light. If a sin is not forgiven, a person remains within the kingdom of Satan. He cannot be set free from
Satan.
He cannot what? Be ushered into the kingdom of God. This is the point, is that remission of sin. So when does it happen? Baptism. Can you see now? Conversion. Occurs at the point of baptism. The verse we have just read talks about receive forgiveness of sin. So when someone turns, he shall receive the forgiveness of sin. Meaning, at the point of conversion, his sin shall be forgiven. That happened at
Is that clear?
I tell you, if you want me to repeat, I have no problem.
I will be able to repeat the same thing.
Don't, if you're not sure, I can explain it. Sometimes you want to know a certain concept. You need to compare other verses. Especially this one here. You find that two aspects are very similar. Repent. Blotting out sin. Here, repent. Remission of sin. So what is this then? So he converted me, be baptized. This is how you compare. Right? I'm talking about things that happen after the ascension of Christ. Yeah? Obviously, this word here has other meanings. But when you look at this in the context of Acts, quite clearly, conversion occurs at the point of
baptism.
Right?
Yes,
now we move on. Chapter 3. Okay, now here Peter was saying that this Jesus whom God has sent actually was prophesied in the Old
Testament.
Actually, it was mentioned by Moses, am I right? Why do you read verse 22? This is a quotation from Deuteronomy chapter
18.
He says, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your
brethren.
And this prophet is actually Jesus, so someone who is similar to Moses. You know, in the church, in the true church, sometimes we talk about prefiguration. Now, how do we know that, for example, Moses prefigured Jesus Christ? Sometimes you can actually find the answers from the scriptures. If you read Deuteronomy,
chapter 18, verse 15.
Correct, yes. Okay, now, and Acts of the Apostle,
chapter 3, verse 22.
Here it talks about Moses. God is going to raise up a prophet similar to
Moses.
Now, when you read Hebrews,
the
comparison is made between Moses and Christ. Right?
We
return to Hebrews.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 2.
Who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
Who is this
Who here, Jesus Christ, referring to
Christ?
So if you read from verse 1 to all the way down to verse 5,
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 to 6,
a comparison is made between Jesus and Moses.
Right.
Now, so when you read 1 Corinthians,
chapter 10, verse 1 to 2,
when they crossed the Red Sea, they said they were baptized into Moses. Today we are baptized into Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we said
Moses
prefigured Jesus
Christ. Yes, Christ.
It's not without reason.
You understand
what I'm saying?
Hello.
Well, you are totally confused.
Number number Furungana. No, they're not confused. They are not Furungana.
You want me to repeat?
Break a shabbatin.
One more time.
You can. What does it prefigure?
Chai minako chinshi.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Where do you get that idea?
Kutumwa jasango kuisa maishvira.
From Musonda. Any proof?
Randenu de from Chipengo Bajarembo.
Forget that it is written in the Bible.
Oh, you forgot? You forgot, but it's written in the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you know, Acts chapter 3, verse 22. Actually, following verses.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, actually, what? Peter was talking about the prophecy in Deuteronomy.
Apa Petro alelanda pomlandu wa busesemo uli mu Malango chapter 18 verse 15
and verse 18. I think so.
18, yes.
Okay, now.
Nomba.
Here is talk about Jesus.
Apa alelanda pomlandu wa
Yesu. Someone who is like Moses.
Umuntu apalanga Mose.
Jesus. And Moses is like Jesus, or Jesus is like Moses.
Mose alinga Yesu, Yesu alinga Mose.
He is a prophet.
Nikasesema.
Okay, when you come to Hebrews,
iyo mwaisa muvahere,
a comparison is made between Moses and Jesus.
Kufierenganya pakati ka Mose na Yesu.
Both of them were faithful in the house of God.
Mose vari abachitika munganya kwalesa.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse.
Muvahere chapter 3 verse 1 figure for 6.
When you come to 1 Corinthians,
chapter 10, verse 1.
He said, those who crossed the Red Sea,
aboba abukebemba wakashika,
is likened to have been baptized into
Moses.
Today we are baptized into
Jesus.
So that's why we say Moses prefigures
Jesus.
It's not something that we made it up.
It's
with biblical foundation. I'm very interested to know about your Mount Zion. Yeah, tell me a bit about Mount Zion. Anyone? When I ask questions, don't pretend to read
them.
Mount Zion.
Abai galondo lapo.
Mount Zion represents. Lande
ngal biru azuru rani na bochinsi. Burukuta.
Church.
Burukuta.
Any proof?
Ngal bachele mawisa mchipimo.
Senior will go on Sunday.
What?
It's a church. How do you know?
Mwai shwashani.
So we go to pray.
Okay.
Anyone? Do you believe that Mount Zion represents a church?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. Any proof?
Oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me.
Okay.
Any question on chapter 3?
Any question on chapter 3? I'm telling you, you're going to face questions. And if you're not getting these teachings properly, and you come quickly, and it will be too late, it is in Lusaka.
No, sometimes new concept may take us a few times just to understand. To be honest, it's not very easy. It requires time for you to understand. Any question?
More. 2 o'clock. 14 hours in Kurem Africa.
Okay. So, actually, in this chapter,
chapter three.
I want to look at some, verses on the one true God. Okay, I want to first read verse 13. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Father, glorified his servant.
Jesus.
Here it talks about his servant. So Jesus was a servant. He came as a man. That's why the Bible said what he became. A servant, is it? I want to read Philippians. Philippians chapter 2.
chapter 2.
Philippians chapter 2.
When I feel for chapter 2.
I want you to read verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a born servant and coming in the likeness of men.
Lelo ai sanguile uwa fie pakuvule chifasho cha usha pakufialwa uchifasho cha mtu se.
Okay.
Jesoma.
Look at this, yeah.
Role shen apa?
Say he is a servant, yeah.
Echati kanikalume.
According to Acts chapter 1.
Kulingana mirimo ya batumwa.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
This one. Verse 13.
Yeah.
13. And then you see this in what? Philippians?
When Philippians chapter 2.
Verse 7. This is the manhood of Christ. Right? Meaning he is a man,
right?
Now, and then, if you read verse 14, but you deny the Holy One and just.
Verse 14, I'm going to inquire, sir.
Holy One.
Wamushiro.
Okay, different terms are used, huh? Just.
Wagurungami.
And then what? The Prince of Life. Okay. Now, we just focus on this there for the time being, the Holy One. This one is Acts 3:14, yeah?
Chapter 3, verse 14.
We know that Holy One is used in the what? Old Testament scriptures.
I think there are
quite a few in Isaiah, but there's also a few in Hosea. The Holy One of Israel, where is it?
Israel.
Isaiah chapter 43.
43, yeah?
Isaiah 43.
Okay. The Holy One, okay? Isaiah, there are many, okay? Now, what does it tell us about here? If you read Isaiah chapter 43,
Isaiah chapter 43,
verse 3,
he said,
I am the Lord. So the Lord is actually who? The Holy One. And here we find that, you know, it uses what? Capital letters for the word
L-O-R.
If you said, in the light of Jehovah, when they said Jehovah.
Nga twamonete valanda vena vena mtana shapa Jehovah valanda kucha Jehovah.
You say Yahweh.
Nangwa Yahweh.
So if Jesus is the Holy One.
Nga Yesu ewa mshilo.
And the Lord is also the Holy One.
Kavi shukuru ewa mshilo.
Who is Jesus?
Nga Yesu ni nani?
Yes.
Shukuru.
You understand what I'm saying?
Jehovah wina.
Can you see now?
Na mchumalo.
So from here. This chapter itself, you can find that he is a servant, meaning he is a man, he is also the Lord God himself. This is how you can prove. You understand what I'm saying now? Is it clear?
Right?
I think there are quite a few more verses there, but. Hosea? I think there's one very good one in Hosea, I can't remember. The Holy One of Israel.
Wamshlo wakwa Israel.
Isaiah, 15, the same chapter.
Okay.
14.
Namuria Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15.
Yes, 14. Yes, I am the Holy One. Yes.
Verse 14, where she then verse 15.
And he is the creator of Israel, your king. Yeah. Again, the same thing, yeah?
So
verse 3.
Israel
verse 3 and verse 15, yeah?
Verse 3. Now verse 15.
But I want to find the one in Hosea.
The folks are going to tell you about Hosea. Hosea. Quiero un poco una buena, bueno.
So this is how you prove, okay? Okay? We look at chapter Chapter six.
Kufumal chapter six.
Sorry, we look at chapter 3 first.
Verse 14.
And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
Lesa atile kuli Mose naba umtu naba kawili atile efyo ukatila kuwa naba kwa Israel naba antu manjise kuli mwe.
We look at chapter 6.
Tumuneka chapter 6.
We read verse 2 and verse 3.
Venu mukwai verse 2 and 3.
And God spoke to Moses as said to him, I am the Lord. Lord is actually YHWH.
Kavira pada kavira lesa asu kuli Mose no kutira kuli wene ine Yehovah.
Now, verse 3.
I
appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but my name, Lord, traditionally Jehovah, I was not known to them.
Kabiri namoneke kuri Abrahamu na kuri Isaki na kuri Yakobo ngalesa wa makayonse lelo kuishina liandi Yehova shairengele ukuishiwa kuri vene.
So you find that initially this is how Moses asked about the name of God.
Mose adi kuishe kuishina palifeshina liyakwa yes liyakwa alesa.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Now, so ask about the name of God. The Lord said, I am.
Nalesa atile ndi.
Who I am.
Efyo ndi.
Now, in the English, it's L-O-R-D. It's okay.
Muchisungu, yafine balembele.
Capital letters.
Mufile mbotikulu.
This refers to what? What does it mean?
Chalola mwin.
Self-existence.
Ukubapo kwa kumwine. Wakuipangomuine.
Self-existent God.
Ukubapo kwa kumuine lesa. Ukubapo kwa kumuine lesa.
So when Moses appeared, when God appeared to Moses,
iyo lesa amoneka kuri Mose.
Ask him to go back to Egypt to save what? To save his people.
Iyo amuipishe utila tamwe vugatea kapushi abantu akumui gupto.
Obviously Moses had many excuses.
Mose ayikwete.
How do I know what your name is? Is what if the people ask me about your name? What shall I tell them? So the Lord said, I am who I am. Actually, it's the Lord.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Traditionally, in some verses, like we have read in chapter 6, verse
3.
Traditionally, this is what we call Jehovah.
But
we need to understand this. This name did not appear in the time of Moses only. This name was not made known yet for the first time in the time of Moses.
You
find that this term here actually appeared as early as Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis chapter 2. If you read verse 5. Is it also? Even verse 4, sorry.
Verse 4 no more.
This is what? The history of the heaven and earth when they were created in the day that the Lord, can you see?
L-O-R-D.
So not like some people said, especially the Jehovah
Witnesses.
It's like they are giving the impression that this was the first time that the word Jehovah is used. So judging from the English translation, if you look at this, you know that it appears as early as Genesis
2:4.
So this is not something very new. So God actually did not tell Moses his real name. This is like a title given to what? To God, yes? So what the people needed to do is to know this, what? We call it what? This title of God.
Chapter 29.
Chapter 32. Verse 29. Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?"
Yakobo ari mwipwishe nokutira shiunjeve ishina ryove. Nao antire chinshi icho ule mwipwishe ishina ryangi.
Now, did Jacob know about this name?
Ushe Yakobo ari shiwe ishina mwa?
Yes, he did. How do we know? For example, chapter 32 verse 9.
Ngatomu chapter 32 verse 9.
Then Jacob said,
Yakobo atile,
O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me,
isn't it? Abraham Isaac, mwe Yehova.
Can you see that?
Angel, the much more.
Huh?
What things?
Yeah, he had known the name.
Adi Shiveshina.
And he asked the Lord, what is your name? If this is the name, then Jacob must be something wrong with
you.
For example, I have told you, my name is FF. And you say, what is your name? I said, my name is
FF.
You ask me again, what is your name? Jacob even used this name here.
Yakobo, why won't she name it? Never shikulu liya.
So it appeared long before the time of Moses.
Kani shidia liko nendo Moses dalati abepowabeko.
Now from here,
from paide apeshika.
We can say, how can the name of the Lord be? The name of God is Yehovah.
Kuti yabasha ni shina ya kwali soba dini Yehovah.
Is that possible?
Kuti yabasha mu ya nongoze chachi ni. How it feel?
Otherwise, why did Jacob ask?
Ngetani fio ninshi Yakobo amupisha kutati. Ninshi na liwe niwe nani?
Please tell me what your
name is. Njema ishi na liwe.
You know, in the Bible, at least 3 times people ask about God's name.
Mchipingo. What is mkwita tu? Awa batu bae kushibare mkwita kutati. Nga ishi na liwe niwe nani? Ishi na liwe niwe nani?
They all knew this.
Bae ishi wefeti ishi kuru fie mumare mbae kati Yehova ya wachakwa fie.
I think the second time is in. Judges.
Kabi mkuwa mbili kutwa mwana mupengushi na mwapengushi.
It says the Judges.
Mwana mwapengushi.
When this Samson was born,
Hilo Samson afielwe.
Uh, The book of Samson, yes. Where is it?
In chapter 3, Jehovah.
13, yes. Verse 17, yeah?
Chapter 3, verse 17.
Then Manoah said to the angel, angel of the Lord refers to God appearing.
Chapter
13. Now, the angel of the Lord here is actually the Lord himself, okay?
Chapter 13, verse
17.
17.
17.
Yes, 17.
Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name?
Manoah
achieved. When your word come to pass, we may honor you.
Manoah achieved kuri malaika wa kwa Yehova ni ni mwevani ishna dienu ukuti ngafia isa pone fievo fienu tukamu chindike.
Who is this angel of the Lord?
Ngoi mungeru wa kwa le saniani wa shukuru.
Is the Lord himself. Yeah.
Ni shukuru mwine.
Okay. Okay, you read verse 22.
Dwelling on verse 22.
And Manoah said to his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. Is it?
Kabini Manoah atiro kumukashuwa kwe, ukufuwa tule kwa pantu dumwene lesa.
The question is this.
Lipusha ni hili.
Alright. And this person asked again.
Na uyu munta ya kushina kabini ati.
What is your name?
Kishina kwa niwe nani? Tefyo.
Alright.
Tefio.
Time and again, the Old Testament people ask about the name of God.
Bali sene nshita, vantua mchupingo chaka le vale mwipushia le sapelua shina li akwe.
So can it be Jehovah?
Ushuti ya wali ya oba mwa?
No.
Awe.
It's not the name.
Te shine yo.
You hear what I'm saying?
Nagu fama chodo le landa po.
Is it clear?
Kamu fuika.
I think there's... Okay, we turn to Proverbs. Chapter 30.
Mapinda chapter 30.
We read verse 4.
Verse 4. 30, verse 4. Nani uanina aya mumyuru. No quick, Nani uwalonga nyomwela muminwe yakwe. Nani uwaka kamenshi mucha kufwala chakwe. Nani uwapa mpamike mpela shose chafanwe sonde.
No. What is his name?
Ishina kwe nani ishina liakwe.
And what is his son name?
Na pamo ishina ya mwana wakwe.
If you know.
Nganamu ishiwa, ngamwali ishiwa.
Asking about the name of the Lord is
that? Lepi chupa ishina ya kwa shukuru.
Okay.
Isuma.
Let me see. Okay, we read chapter 52 of Isaiah.
Kumwenumwe Isaiah chapter 52.
We read verse 6.
Velenge verse 6, Isaiah.
And verse 6.
Verse 6.
Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day, in the future, that I am he who speak, behold, it is I.
Hey, so I want to wandi vakeshwa ishina liandi muli ubo uchuku ukuti nine wa susa ndipano.
There are two meanings here.
One
is the people of God has been confused by the idols. They did not know about the Lord, who the Lord was. And the second is prophetic in nature. Saying that in that day, in the future, they shall know the name. Has the name been reviewed in the Old Testament? Okay.
Yes,
so, is it okay?
Yes.
Can we go back in?
We meet Zechariah. Chapter 14.
In Zechariah chapter 14.
We read verse 9.
Verse 9. Zechariah 14, verse 9.
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, in that day it shall be the Lord is one, and his name one.
Ero Yehovah kawe mfumu pameson de ponse, muri ugo ushuku Yehovah akawa umo, national yakwe limo.
Okay, I want to read very carefully.
Here
it says, the Lord, yeah, is you, this one, yeah, the Lord.
Apavavo veshina yakutia chishukuru, na we Yehovah.
This one.
His name
is one. In that day.
Has that
been
revealed?
Not yet. In the future. Who is this Lord?
Nishukuru.
From what we have read in next. The Holy One is the Lord. Jesus is the Holy One.
Yes, Ewa Mushiro.
So Jesus is.
That's Yesu, Eshipulu.
Is that
okay? Can we come on?
What question?
Welcome back to Shanayambi.
In your previous church, do you not believe in the true God?
Yes.
That was our first thing. Unless you listen to us.
I'm very popular by my pushing.
Maybe just talk about pushing the church. We want to change.
Very party, very good. Funny, come around. We
put a room. Speaker.
If I were a man, the best of a land.
The only so many verses that you quoted at the 1-2 church.
So you cannot go home?
It's not going to
your
house,
you? Very quickly. I just define what the church is. Return to Acts. Chapter 20. Read verse
28. Chapter 20, verse 28. Ukutemeni, ulukuta lwa kwa shukuru ulo, anu mkele mulopa wa kwe wine.
So the church is a group of people who has been bought by the blood of Christ.
Ulukuta, vivumba ya bantu, ilu ya shituwa mulopa wa kwa Yesu Kristo.
So that's the church, isn't it?
Eri kutabati.
So when you're bought by the blood of Jesus.
Iro mwashitua no mtengo no mulopa kwa Yesu Kristo.
So you form the church.
Na panga uri kutaba.
Now, you know the process of being bought by the blood.
Mshila ya kushitua no mulopa.
We call it what? Redemption, isn't it?
Yeah, jipusu kilo.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Very important idea.
Yeah, no, this manga nanshi.
Now we turn to Psalms.
Tumune Malumbo.
Chapter 74.
Malumbo 74. 74. Malumbo 7-4, Amalumbo.
We read verse 2.
Verse 2. Amalumbo 7-4, verse 2.
Right, now, remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance which you have redeemed. This Mount Zion where you have gone. Mount Zion.
Ibukishen urukutalwenu ulo mwai. Mwenene kale ulo mwalu wile kukubo mkoa wa wachikwato chenu ulo lupilu zione ulo mwaikalamo.
Okay, in the Old New Testament, yeah.
Pingo chipia.
Chapter 20, verse.
Mwemea tuma chapter 20, verse 28.
It's a definition given to the church.
Muri ulondolo shwa wa landa pamulandu wa kuta.
A group of people.
Aba ibumba ya bantu.
Whom God has bought with His blood.
Kuole sa ashta na mulopa wakwe.
Mount Zion.
Lupilwa zeone.
Redeem people.
Bantu awa lubulwa.
Okay. So this one is Psalms.
And Malumbo
74.
Verse 2.
I want to read Isaiah.
And if I dwell in Gemuria Isaiah
51.
Isaiah 5:1. Isaiah 5:1.
We read verse 16.
Verse 16.
Okay. 5:1 verse 16.
Isaiah 51 verse 16.
And I have put my word in your mouth, I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heaven, lay the foundation of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people.
Nabikire chemo chanje mukano akobe na kufumbi na kufu na kufimbire pono ku na muchinjelewe chakuboko kwanje kushimpe nyulu no kuvike chakulu ichakula po ichalo no kuchila kuzione niwe bantu bandie.
Kesina?
Watch manama.
Do you know this? Totok means this one is the chapter, this one is the verse.
When
colon here, so the number before the colon is the verse. So here is, when there is a semicolon, it means that there are other verses which talk about the same
thing.
So apart from chapter 74, verse 2,
chapter 74, verse 2,
you can find another verse which talks about the same thing.
Isaiah chapter
51:16.
Okay. Is that right?
No, we talk about the one church. Just to tell you that there is only one. We turn to Matthew. We read chapter 16.
When chapter 16.
We read verse 18.
16:18. Matthew 16 verse 18.
And I also said to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. What is it?
Naine ndekwe wanachi niwe Petro kavri palipachiri wechi epom kakulo kutalwandi.
Jesus said, my church, yeah?
Apayesa tila apom jinokula lukuta lwandi.
How many?
Lukuta shinga.
One. My church refers to the church that belongs to Jesus. You get what I'm saying now? So no singular here. No plural, sorry.
One
church.
Right.
Very clear, isn't it? Built by Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's built on the rock. Who is this rock?
Jesus.
Yes. Where is it recorded?
Sometimes we can't keep the verses.
Oh, okay.
And read the Bible. You know? Yeah. And Jesus, man, live here.
We read verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, This one is Matthew
16, 18, verse 18.
And then he said, the body, which is the church. Okay. This is Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Okay, now, how many bodies?
One.
You must tell me the body.
Ephesians.
Ephesians 4:5.
This is a
kiddie
question. So how many body? One body and one spirit. So this one spirit is in this. Where did you receive the spirit? Which church? Through Jesus Church.
TJC.
So the spirit is here, isn't it? Can you say the spirit also in other churches? Where's your spirit? Where is your spirit? No, I said, where is your spirit? In you. Can you say your spirit is in me? You get what I'm saying? The spirit is in this one church. Where did you receive the spirit?
Yeah.
So, this is the one body. You understand what I'm saying? That's the simple idea.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll be praying.